Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our first case for argument this morning is Analytical Engineering against Baldwin Filters. Mr. Lassiter.
May it please the Court. My name is Charles Lassiter, and I work for Baldwin Filters. Appeal is from an order entered under Rule 70 for a vote in the Supreme Court judgment. I believe the appeal has two. One is additional limits to Rule 70 and entering the relief provision under the current and secondly, by changing the relief. Instructed to step back from the facts a little bit in the sense of to illuminate the issues for the original order was.
And that original order, you failed to appear. And then you failed to appeal the district court's denial of the motion to amend or alter judgment.
That's all.
So how could it be properly before this court any issue of error with respect to interpreting that agreement that you're saying was incorrectly interpreted or ruled upon by the court?
Only to the extent you're on. Alters the rights under the
I don't understand that. The time to appeal is passed. All we can insist now is that the order be enforced according to its terms. It can't be altered.
Primary aspect of our would like to directly address if possible. My point to was fast change from the original to the Rule 7 consideration.
What does Rule 70, your brief is full of this, Rule 70 jurisdiction. What does Rule 70 have to do with jurisdiction? The federal rules can't either add to or subtract from federal jurisdiction.
It grants the power of certain.
Rule 70 is a rule of procedure. The Rules Enabling Act does not allow rules to grant jurisdiction, substantive powers, anything like that. The jurisdiction that's involved in this case is the ancillary jurisdiction of a court to enforce its order, and it's completely independent of the rules of civil procedure.
But, Your Honor, the court has under Rule 59 and 60, for example, not simply enforce its order.
That time has expired. A Rule 59 motion has to be made within 10 days. I mean, we've been through this in response to Judge Williams' question. The district court's order is what it is. It's no longer alterable. It can be enforced. But jurisdiction to enforce it is utterly unrelated to Rule 70.
But that's exactly, Your Honor. The district court did not. Artificial set of facts under the original order changed under Rule 70. The artificial that there were two piles under the was a rotating system set. Court ruled specifically time of the rotating system had, but it had already ruled that by ownership. And at the order that complied with the and took the Article II patents which were those that were owned by ADI, turned this license with respect. Now we get to the Rule 70 consideration. Our objection, we agreed to a stipulation. What the court did with that stipulation, with respect to the Article 2 statutes, and granted ADI full rights in all nine. ADI had the rotation, whatever the rotation reverses in effect the original order to the extent it said involvement Article 2 rights to involvement Article. So what the court failed to appreciate that interpreted the original in fact that it's that of the rotating system is statement that the art rely on a different set in order to get there. Rule 70 just to use the summation convention in order that certainly not to interpret or alter the judgment. In fact, with this court, judgment being altered, Your Honor. The conclusion of the list of litigation before the easier answer here is that the court has enforced its order. That matter before the district court on
certainly, counsel. Buckles.
Back upon the for judge on the field on the battle, but they want that you got it wrong. We survived and the determination. Right, then all right. Those arguments are not. Mr. Baker. They made application that came out of the U.S. It was right under these patents. Right? All right. Look at the order anywhere in this year. Those orders were the time. To actually be consistent with that, which would be the release of the third party that Coleman has rights associated with, and the court has ordered.
And an original order that would have required Baldwin to only assign title to the patents and yet allow them to maintain its exclusive licenses is the kind of language that would have preserved their rights.
Correct. All rights. cooperation, there's no modification.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Anything further?
The original order, the rotating system pads were.
There's no res judicata here. There's law of the case, perhaps, but res judicata is a doctrine that deals only with multiple pieces of litigation, and there's only one case here.
Both parties are bound by the holding that the rotating system patent subset, that subset that was owned by. So when the original order is changed to say I've got a different definition of rotating system injustice of rule, rules that being said not available to.
Thank you very much. That case is taken under advisement.